محمد رسول الله اشهد ان محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاه الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا من رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم وقال الملك ائتوني به أستخلصه لنفسي فلما كلمه قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء نصيب برحمتنا من نشاء ولا نضيع أجر المحسنين ولأجر الآخرة خير للذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون وجاء إخوة يوسف فدخلوا عليه فعرفهم وهم له منكرون ولما جهزهم بجهازهم قال ائتوني بأخ لكم من أبيكم ألا ترون أني أوفي الكيل وأنا خير المنزلين فإن لم تأتوني به فلا كيل لكم عندي ولا تقربون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قالوا سنراود عنه أباه وإنا لفاعلون وقال لفتيانه اجعلوا بضاعتهم في رحالهم لعلهم يعرفونها إذا انقلبوا إلى أهلهم لعلهم يرجعون فلما رجعوا إلى أبيهم قالوا يا أبانا منع منا الكيل فأرسل معنا أخانا نكتل وإنا له لحافظون قال هل آمنكم عليه إلا كما أمنتكم على أخيه من قبل فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Mu'adh to Yemen. He said, how will you judge? He said, I will judge according to what is in the book of Allah. He said, if it is not in the book of Allah, he said, then with the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, if it is not in the sunnah of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I will endeavor to make ijtihad, exert effort to make the correct judgment. He said, all praise is due to Allah, the one who made the messenger of Allah sustainable.
Ya Allah, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu's, whenever the name comes, you know, my body shakes. Subhanallah. I just 2 weeks ago, I was on Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, same sahabi's qabr. I went to do ziyarah. In Jordan. And subhanallah, this is the road and it's called Jordan Valley. Everybody heard. In 1974, Israel, they have taken the Jordan Valley as well. In that, so half of the, three quarter of the Jordan Valley is in Israel and one quarter Jordan has. And it's the beautiful, you can't go there because there's a lot of border checks. So we have to go through the mountains, avoid the border checks. And then somehow we have to see the go through the border where the aid was going. So we went to see there and then went to read Salah, Dohar Salah in one of the masjid. And we met Sheikh Imam. So I've spoken to him in Arabic and everything. And then he told me, oh, mashallah, you come from UK and so forth. He says, do you know something in this area? I said, no. On the, and there is a long road, road like 838. For example, from here to Derby, 838, just one road. And that one road is parallel. 500 meters, you go, you cross, you... So this is a road, and that, the other side road is in Israel, and this road is in Jordan, and in between there is just one road that connect the border, through go through the border. And where I took the picture, and I uploaded in a WhatsApp group, you must have seen the location, that's the location I'm talking about. So this is Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There were this sahabi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Mu'adh bin Jabal, he says, you know, every group had a leader. He says, the group, or if you want to know anything about halal and haram, then go and ask Mu'adh bin Jabal. That's how much knowledge he has. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Mu'adh bin Jabal, he will hold the flag on the day of judgment. He will lead the ulama of my ummah. See the ilm that he had. This is why when this boy read the hadith of Mu'adh bin Jabal, and he said, he asked the Prophet, and then this in this hadith is not mentioned, but is if you go, this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. The hadith is in detail that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the only sahabi that was honored. That the normally Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit on the camel or horse whenever he lived, and the Sahaba would walk with him. But on this occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Yemen to give da'wah. So he put Mu'adh bin Jabal on the horse, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking with him. He was on the ground, and Mu'adh bin Jabal was on the. He says, "No, you sit," and he was walking, and went out of the Medina. He went out of the Medina. He walked. Prophet ﷺ went to drop him. And out of, if you go out of Medina, it's like almost 7, 8, 10 kilometers. So he was, the Prophet ﷺ was walking in the company of Mu'adh bin Jabal. And then this is where this hadith comes. While he was, you know, while he was departing, while Mu'adh bin Jabal, the Prophet ﷺ says, how would you make farq? between the, how will you, like, what would you do about, you know, when you teach and this and so and so. So this hadith is in this occasion. However, I'm going to send you, inshallah, in a WhatsApp group, before he passed away. He's written there, I went to his grave. So on that road, there are approximately about, between, the Sheikh said, between 2 to 5,000 Sahaba's grave is there. Just on that border, in the Jordan Valley. And they all passed away at one time. Within a few days, they all passed away. They all become shaheed. It was a plague. The what do you call, you know, COVID, like a COVID. Plague. So it was, so in that time, when Umar radiallahu, so whose qabr is there? Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Zarar, Hadith Zarar bin Zarar radiallahu ta'ala, Zirar radiallahu anhu, Muaz bin Jabal, and Shirajil ibn Hasana, Muaz bin Jabal, and his son. These are the five famous qabr, the grave. Rest of the Sahaba, they are in one graveyard, rest of the Sahaba. So they all have become shaheed because of this, virus. What I want to say is, Muaz bin Jabal, he wrote with his hand, and that his kalimat written there on his grave, what he has, and what he has, what he wrote, subhanallah, is amazing. It's in Arabic. I can't explain to you. I'll have to translate it in English. It's a long, it's about maybe 2-3 pages. He wrote about the ilm. How important the ilm is. How important the ilm is. He speaks about the virtue of ilm, subhanallah, and the jihad and so forth. However, his grave and his son's grave is also there. And he became shaheed at the age of 32 years. He was young. He was the youngest Sahaba, Muaz bin Jabal, when he became shaheed. And the all graves are there, on that one particular road. Inshallah, when Allah takes you, now I think the war is over, so alhamdulillah, I think that the road should be open and the people may be allowed to go on that in that area. So if Allah takes you to Jordan, go and visit these places. It's amazing. Then Shu'aib alayhi salam's qabr is there as well. Yusha bin Nawn alayhi salam, his grave is there as well. And there are a lot of ziyarah there. You can go. Our you know, niyyah is to go and do the ziyarah to do this qubur, not to worship them or not to ask them or not to do du'a for them, but it's just as in a reminds us when we go, because we go with the niyyah that the Prophet ﷺ said, visit the grave, it reminds you your death. So we go with that niyyah. We don't have any other particular bid'ah or shirk niyyah. So we go with this niyyah. And also when you go and stand, it reminds you. Subhanallah, look at this. This sahaba, from that point, I put in a navigation to see how far is the Medina, just to check how far the Medina is from that particular place, from that Jordan Valley to Medina. It shows me 1,600 kilometers, right? From that point. Imagine Sahaba came from 1,600 kilometers to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that valley. They never knew that all area, Jordan, Palestine. And if you just cross 500 meters and go into Palestine from Jordan, the Masjid al-Aqsa is only 20 minutes drive. 20 minutes or half an hour, maximum drive. Okay? Now, it reminds you, and you cry, and you stand in, and you will cry, subhanallah, look, Sahaba came from 1600 kilometers, and the mountains are like, you'll be scared to go on that mountain. How we went, because the main road were closed because of the border checks for the tourists. So we had to go and take an old road in order to avoid the checkpoints. So we had to go from the very dangerous road. There was no like a side borders. I mean, the barriers. There was no barrier. So the car driver told us it's very dangerous. We said, okay, no problem. We'll go slowly, but we want to go. See if the aid is getting inside or not. Our niyyah, we didn't even know about this kubur and all. Our niyyah was to go and check whether the aid is getting in or not. However, when we went there, subhanallah, then it reminds me, that time there was no roads. How did Sahaba came? With the donkeys and horses and with the you know, families and wife and children. How did they travel 1600 kilometers? We can't go by car. We're so scared to go through that area. How did Sahaba came? Subhanallah. So this reminds me that Sahaba, they came 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 Sahaba, and then there were Muslimin, of course, local Muslims, and maybe some Muslim joined from another area. From there, Damascus is only about 2 hours drive. The Sham. Drive. I'm not talking about by flight. Drive. It's very close. About 150, 200 kilometers. Right? So all that area was conquered by the Sahaba. And this, because of these dictators, unfortunately, we lost this beautiful, our place, our land, the Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestine today, in the hand of Yahud. And look, they gave their life, and they're sleeping there. They gave their life, they're sleeping there. They are sleeping there. And what the Muslims have done, these dictators, what they have done, they give them, they put them in a train, they give it to them. And so much of dhulam, but not one dictator has a shame to speak or say something. And look at the Sahaba, what they have done. Look at the sacrifice. And wallahi, because the last grave was the Mu'az bin Jabal. Then you can't go more further. Then you have to come back towards the Aman. So from Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah's grave to Mu'az bin Jabal is about 20 kilometers, another drive in that area. He was a bit distant. But all these other Sahabas, they were very close. But Mu'az bin Jabal's grave, and Mu'az bin Jabal's grave is on the hill. On the hill. And when you go, when you stand there on this Sahaba's grave, your body shakes. Your body shakes. You feel. And subhanAllah, in the grave from all this Sahaba, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah's grave, inside, there is inside the grave, they made it like a big stone hole there. Hole. So the person who's taking care of security, he said, I normally don't do it, and I normally don't show, because the imam was with us, the local imam from the masjid. They built the masjid there, and it's called Masjid Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. So the imam was with us. So imam said to the security, open the, they put the sheet on the grave. He says, open the sheet and let them smell, because there was a hole there inside that inside the grave, the hole. So there's a hole. So as soon as he opened the sheet, and then the sheikh told us, we were about 5-6 people, told us to put the nose there in that hole. And the fragrance, wallahi uqsimu billah, I never smell in my entire life, the smell was coming from that grave. So I'm saying, subhanallah, you know, look at the sahaba, they gave their life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gave their life. And unfortunately, look at us. From where they came, where were they staying? And if you and the other thing, the beauty of that valley is the fruits that I've seen, the gardens I've seen in the Jordan Valley, I never seen in my entire life. Never seen in India. Never seen in many. I've been to 3-4 continents, from America to South Africa. I went to South America as well. Right? Venezuela and Barbados and America and Canada and Africa, from Tanzania, East Africa to from Malawi, Zimbabwe, Zambia, all the way to South Africa. Went all these countries. Middle East, most of the Middle East countries. I never ever come across the fruits, the gardens, the way. And this was the barakah of Sahaba. I've seen with my own eyes. I've never seen some oranges, different color oranges. We only see two type of oranges. One is a normal, the big one. The one is a small one, the one that you peel and you eat. Yeah, and one is a normal one. There were 5 to 6 types of different color: green, red, orange, and some other color. This is just the one. I'm talking about one particular one orange. Six citrus fruits. I'm talking about citrus side. Forget about the rest of the fruits. And it's a beauty. A river is going there. Yeah, river is running. That's why it's called valley. Valley in English, valley, the meaning, and you know, in Arabic, it's called also, in Arabic, what do you call it?
Wadi.
So in Arabic is wadi. In wadi and valley, what does it mean? Where there is a mountain, inside a mountain there is a stream, and with the stream there is some beautiful agricultural land. That place called valley, wadi in Arabic. In that wadi, and it's huge, Jordan Valley is huge, maybe about 200-300 kilometers in terms of the length wise. I don't know the width, right? So this was the story that I wanted to share, because Ibrahim read the hadith of Mu'az bin Jabal, and it reminds me. And whenever I hear these names, subhanAllah, and then there is a story of Mu'az bin Jabal, the Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, when Umar radiallahu ta'ala, it came in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Look at the Sahaba. Umar radiallahu ta'ala wrote the letter. When he found out the virus is getting there and is going to get into that Jordan Valley, so he wrote a letter to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. He wrote the letter to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. And he said, I want you to come, because he wanted to save Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. Because Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, he was a great Sahabi. You know Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, he was the second person to come into Islam. After Abu Bakr Siddiq, he was the second Muslim, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. And he was the chief of the army. So when Umar radiallahu ta'ala found, he says, let me save at least Abu Ubaidah. So he wrote a letter and he sent the messenger straight away. He says, Umar wants you straight away in emergency right now in Medina. When he came with the letter, and he handed over a letter to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Abu Ubaidah knew that Umar is trying to save me from the virus. So he wrote the letter back and he says, if Allah has written my death, I will become shaheed. I cannot leave my people and come to Medina. And he gave his life. May Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding of our deen.
Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.